I just looked up at the clock here, Pacific time, 11:11 with 11 seconds. Unbelievable. Dr. Leonard Horowitz is an internationally known authority in the overlapping fields of public health, behavioral science, emerging diseases, and bioterrorism. He received his doctorate in medical dentistry from Tufts University School of Dental Medicine in 1977 and awarded a postdoctoral fellowship in behavioral science at the University of Rochester, earning a Master of Public Health degree from Harvard University, and then he received a Master of Arts degree in health education from Beacon College. He then joined the research faculty at Harvard University, and he has been a regular guest on Coast to Coast AM. Hello, Len. Welcome back, Dr.
Thank you so much, George. Always a privilege to join you.
Me too. Hey, that story I had right before you have joined us on Echinacea, I've always thought that that herb was pretty darn useful.
You bet. Same with me, brother. I'll tell you, whenever you read these types of studies, they're heavily biased, and it's the same old, same old. You know that there's a whole codex. You did a show a couple nights ago about that. This is a whole propaganda scam to get people to believe that the whole industry needs regulating.
Speaking of that, CAFTA passes tonight by a very slim margin. A lot of people who are really upset about the codex feel that the same thing could happen through CAFTA and just leak it in. Do you think that's a possibility?
Absolutely, and that's, again, what we've been battling against. It's a shame. It's an absolute tragedy, and that the American people are going to very soon, in my humble opinion, wake up, and that they're going to find themselves having lacking access to all of the medicinals, the natural herbs and botanicals. Even things like vitamin C are going to cost dramatically higher, and it's just a real sad thing that we haven't been able to get the mainstream media and fight against exactly what it is that this article, this propaganda piece about the lacking efficacy of echinacea, I mean, this is insane.
You were last with me, Len, almost a year ago. Since then, thousands of new people listening to Coast to Coast. Tell us a little bit about you, Len Horowitz.
Well, you know, I guess I am an absolute staunch crusader. In fact, I've gotten more over the years since I've known you. I mean, we go back probably at least more than a decade, I think. And I've become far more spiritual. About a year and a half ago, I left my radio talk show on Worldwide Christian Radio Daily for 13 months. And I went in search of the elements of heaven. Everybody on earth wants to know when we're going to have peace on earth and heaven on earth. And I thought to myself, well, you know, if we really want that, then we've got to go in search of the elements and research what it is that creates heaven on earth. And so that's what I've been doing. And as a result of that, I've become a lot more mellow. I've gotten a lot less angry over the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. And I've really enjoyed a new perspective on life. And some of those things are influencing my work right now. And, you know, I guess I've done a tremendous amount of work on behalf of humanity. You know that. The book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola became a national bestseller.
Yep.
I reprinted the United States government contracts years ago in 1996. We produced that book, United States government contracts, under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab called Litton Bionetics, the medical subsidiary of the mega military weapons contracting firm called Litton Industries. And the whole concept of AIDS being simply a jumping of species from monkeys or apes or chimpanzees to humans without laboratory initiation of that and man-made design is simply ludicrous when you look at the scientific evidence that we've published, not only in the book, but also in scientific peer review article. So, you know, I've done that work. Graduated from there, did the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, wherein this was the greatest blessing, and it's opened up so many doors. Looking at the ancient original musical scale, that the creator, his own music, how it was that the creator created reality through the spoken words, says the Bible. Well, it's actually electromagnetic frequencies. It wouldn't surprise me if our creator sang our universe into existence.
Maybe. You know, for a long time, Len, you were one of the only medical doctors, dentistry by trade, however, one of the few with that kind of background, who kept trying to tell everybody, hey, there's something wrong with our system. It's not what you think it is. Did you come across much animosity, any brick walls as you tried to get your message across?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've all taken our share of, you know, shots from the mainstream, mentally retarded, mind-controlled slaves of the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, particularly in medicine. The medical deities really gave me a hard time. You know, I can remember back, in fact, in 1986, I think it was, the Associated Press did an article, a feature story on me and my dental practice in Magnolia, Massachusetts. They came to my clinic. You know, I was overseeing a acupuncturist and a physician and a chiropractor and nutritionist and massage therapist at the time. And they wrote about an incident that occurred when I was on the faculty at Harvard. I'm at a social gathering, and a department chairman walks by me and quacks like a duck, saying, in essence, that I'm simply a quack. You know, and so, I mean, we've all gone through, anybody that's really face down the mainstream has been, you know, targeted with that kind of ridiculous attitude, and it's again speaks simply for the mind controlling of the masses by the media.
Every time, Leonard, every time I see a story that hits the wire or breaks on this program that the FDA has decided to yank a drug, or the maker of the drug has decided voluntarily, after pressure, by the way, to yank a drug, I think about you. And I keep thinking to myself, where would we be without people like you who at least have the guts to stand up and say, folks, it's not what you think?
Well, I appreciate that, George. You know, I think so highly of you, too. I'll tell you, without folks like you, and specifically you on Coast to Coast, night after night, telling the truth that mainstream really doesn't even share. And, you know, you're a hero. There's no question about that. And I really greatly appreciate you and love you.
Well, you know, I got my first exposure with you when I was doing my local show in St. Louis on KTRS, our affiliate there. And I would talk to my producers the next day, and I said, if half of what he says is true, and I know now that I would guess that all of what you say is true, all of what you say you believe is true, but most of it is true, indeed. I'll throw in a margin of error for you. I said, if that stuff is happening, we've got to do something about it. And unbeknownst to me, once I started doing Coast to Coast, I said, I've got to have you on a regular basis, because this planet needs to hear what you have to say. And so I'm glad you've got that opportunity tonight to do that. Since we last talked a year ago, what has changed? Anything that has been going on that the public needs to know about right now?
Yeah, there has been. And it really relates to exactly what you've just thanked me for, simply the willingness for me to really give my life over to being a humanitarian, helping the planet. The planet absolutely is in great change, and you know what? That's the great news for tonight. We're going to reveal some things tonight that have never been revealed anywhere, that are based on the revelations, the blessings that we've received. It's going to be a fantastic show tonight. And in essence, the answer is there's a spiritual renaissance that is taking place. A couple of callers before I was listening to your program talked about how they're seeing numbers. You mentioned, by the way, when you started this program, the clock hit 11:11. Well, that's my repeating number.
Is it really?
It is.
I can't get away from it, Len.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
That's it. That's my number. It's all one, and we're all one. And the first time, I'll tell you the story, I had to put down my family's dog, a little sweet cocker spaniel named TJ, when I was 16. And my parents were away. It was their dog, and I didn't know if I was going to do the right thing. So I took it to the vet, and sure enough, the vet told me, you got to put it down. I said, okay, I authorized it. And, you know, I was so sad, I was crying when I left the vet's office. And I got into my car, and I prayed to the Creator. I said, please show me that I haven't made a mistake. And I turned on the ignition, and there the digital clock lit up, and it said, 1111. And I said, thank you so much. I got it. We're all one. And she's okay.
I'm going to ask you something which is really going to be the focal point of our program tonight. And that is your belief and so many other people's belief that there is this horrendous group out there that wants to reduce the population. It's been a driving force in your career. As you continue to investigate what you investigate, do you continue to believe that that indeed is the agenda?
Yeah, there's no, absolutely certain. There's no question about it. And that it's taking place today, as you and I witness more of our friends and family at younger ages dying and becoming seriously chronically ill with everything from the autoimmune disease onslaught to the cancer pandemic. This is all by design, and when you really research the medical history and the scientific facts and the development of these types of diseases and the man-made biological weapons and those in charge of them, those who were responsible for either their security or their essentially release, that is what really troubles me and confirms to me that there is indeed people who wish to see half of the world's population decimated.
I've got an investigative reporter, Leonard, and by the name of John Rappaport, who comes on the program quite often. He claims through his research that this avian flu virus is not the pandemic that WHO, the World Health Organization, tells us will be, but basically he believes that it is something that they may very well use to wipe out the population. But he doesn't see it as a real disease that is caused by just the birds and, you know, and it's going to wipe out the planet. It's killed about 50 people right now, which is not a lot on the scheme of things. But he believes that they're going to take diseases like this, mutate them, and then send them out on us. Do you believe that?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, you know, I know John's work, and I've been following for years. It's very credible. He's a good investigator. And, in fact, what he's talking about is not only proved and published, as we did in the book Emerging Viruses, how they took flu viruses, recombined them, you know, bird flu, recombined them with leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, mutants. Ultimately, they even created a leukemia virus that they could spread by sneezing, just like the flu. Now, the insanity of that, spreading cancer like the flu, is what they were doing, not even in the 80s or 90s. I'm talking about the late 60s and early 70s.
Well, and I've been the kind of guy to connect dots, and then once I start to connect them, I start to see a bigger picture, a picture that I wasn't aware of in the beginning. In this particular area that you're an expert in, health, I look at these things. The need to control world population, so they want to do it in a drastic way. So there's a dot there. All of a sudden, we have all these microbiologists around this planet dying under very strange circumstances. So I put that down as a dot. This so-called avian flu, where they keep talking, a pandemic's coming. I put that down as a dot. And then also, I then look at Codex, which in Europe, they want to restrict people's ability to do things in an alternative medicine way on their own. They want doctors to be able to prescribe and control it that way. To me, when you look at the entire picture, it's as if the Codex may be the last piece of their puzzle in that they want to be able to prevent you and me and everyone else from healing ourselves when they decide to do this horrendous thing to us.
Absolutely. That's part and parcel. It's a symptom. All those little dots is a symptom of the power of the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. Ultimately, their goal is corporate fascism on a global basis. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in the spiritual aspects of these issues. And again, we're told that it's not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. These people are extremely evil. And to the extent that human beings have any freedom whatsoever and God-given gifts, these people are out to squash them.
Let's talk about why you think they want to reduce the population from 6 billion people to a number we continue to hear, and that's 500 million. Why do they want to do this?
Number one, smaller populations are far easier to control. We're now engaged in the technotronic era that Brzezinski told us about in his book way back in the 70s. The essential concept is that now high tech has replaced human beings as cheap labor, and that the concept of having too many mouths to feed, like we've heard from some of the European royalty, that people would like to come back from the royal family when they die and become a virus to kill off the useless eaters. And the concept now that this is being expressed in public health, under the guise of public health, particularly targeting the elderly who are useless eaters, according to these global elite, through the contaminated vaccines, the flu vaccines particularly. You know, come and get your free flu vaccines, elderly folks. And what do you get for free in the world today? It's called genocide. in this case, iatrogenocide, coming from the two terms physician-induced illness and the mass killing of people for economics, politics, and the ideology that we simply need less people around.
There are, of course, some hardworking people in the medical field who believe that they're contributing, who probably aren't aware of what may be going on, so they continue to fight the good fight. How do you get to them, Leonard? How do you try to convince them to open up their eyes a little bigger?
You know, I can't, nor can you, George, but you know who's getting to them is our Holy Creator. I'll tell you what's taking place in these people's hearts and minds right now. You know, when we don't follow the way and the word, and in our own lives, we end up having accidents, and we get swatted, and we get slapped around, and we learn from the school of hard knocks the right way to live. That's what's taking place in these people's lives. You look at Dan Burton, Congressional Investigating Committee, that I had the privilege briefly to testify before that committee when we were examining the links between autistic spectrum disorder and skyrocketing rates of this hideous neurological impairment in our nation's youth brought on by the contaminated vaccinations. They knew it, and they withheld the whole evidence. Well, these congressmen now, their own families, their own friends are being decimated. And essentially what we're looking at is karmic judgment. The choices and the decisions that they've made that haven't really been supportive to humanity, but instead the almighty dollar going into their financial political coffers, this is the judgment. So I think what's taking place today with the physicians as well and people all over the world is you're either going to get in tune with the holy spiritual flow or you're going to get whacked.
Did you think this way 5, 6, 7 years ago? Sounds like a change, an additional change to your thoughts.
You know, I had these concepts, but I've never lived it so strongly and firmly, and I see it operating, not simply in myself and my wife, who is an American hero for supporting someone like me who's been out in the front lines, you know, but I see how it's happening in the people that we have now been blessed to invite into our lives and work with on our teams. I'll tell you, it is a reality. And what this reality needs is simply more of us speaking out about this truth and getting that social support. And from that social support, we have the power to not only change our families, but our communities, our states, our nation, and this entire world.
Stay with us with our guest tonight, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. His website, tetrahedron.org. It's linked up right now at coasttocoastam.com, so you can go right to his website and take a look at the things that he has written, a number of heavy-hitter books. When we come back, let's get his thoughts on what he used to talk about a long time ago, that he believes that AIDS virus was actually man-made. And a little bit later on in the program tonight, like he said, he's going to reveal some astounding things tonight on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie with our guest tonight, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Leonard, years ago, I would hear these stories about AIDS, and then I was hearing that perhaps it was man-made, let loose. And I couldn't believe it until then I heard you talking about it. I'd like you to fill us in a little bit about that and your thoughts. And how did you come to these conclusions?
Well, first of all, let me tell you exactly how it was that the AIDS virus got out of Litton Bionetics Research Labs. I mentioned that that was the source of the numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses that were bioengineered during a largely funded, mostly secret, special virus cancer program that ran for the early 1960s to the late 1970s. And the AIDS, or alleged AIDS discoverer, Dr. Robert Gallo, was in fact the project officer for the National Cancer Institute overseeing this organization in the late 60s and early 70s, when this particular virus, the HIV, which was a monkey mutant, actually is a simian immunodeficiency virus from the chimpanzee. So it's a chimpanzee-originated virus that was in Litton Bionetics laboratories. They held the contract, in fact, to supply all the monkeys, monkey viruses, mm-hmm. monkey cell lines, everything having to do with primate cancer virus research. They supplied to the world's leading biological weapons developers and cancer researchers, and they shipped to New York to a man by the name of Dr. Maurice Hilleman, who just passed away a few weeks ago, these shipments of contaminated monkeys. And that's what was used to prepare the 1970 through 74 hepatitis B vaccine given to gay men in New York City and blacks in Central Africa.
The contamination accidental, done on purpose.
You know, I leave you, the readers of the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, right, and Ebola, to draw your own conclusion. But I've laid out all the evidence, and to the extent, George, that the mainstream, not only media, but science in the scientific world has not even at all considered, embraced, or even discussed these facts, and that instead have focused on ludicrous explanations and theories of the origin of HIV/AIDS through the polio vaccines and the earlier contaminations with SV40, they know darn well that it's a chimpanzee-associated simian immunodeficiency virus that's 62% identical to the human AIDS virus, and so it's got to be of chimp origin. And if people really want to know the full truth and have the scientific facts to back it up, they don't even have to call our toll-free number to order the book Emerging Viruses. They can simply go on the free website we've put up called theoriginofaids.com, www.originofaids.com, and see all the facts, including the leading researchers of the, around the world, have come out and actually stated things that completely support everything that we're saying and that ultimately I initially advanced in 96 with the first publication of Emerging Viruses.
Now, Leonard, are you saying that AIDS then started in New York after they passed out this vaccine, or did they start spreading this all around the planet?
They started in New York City as well as Northwest Uganda and Western Zaire.
All about the same time?
Exactly the same time. Ah. It was the same exact studies. And you mentioned earlier the FDA, the fearful drug advocates, I call them, along with the Centers for Disease Creation, CDC. Ultimately, they were two of the four organizations that were required under contract to put together this hepatitis B vaccine. Now, again, you have to remember, this was the early days. This was the late 60s and early 70s. And, in fact, the contracts that we've reprinted in the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, show that the contracts called for the Merck Pharmaceutical Company to work with other organizations, and we identified them further by doing more research and ultimately found the scientific papers and the publications that implicated the FDA, the CDC, the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, and today's AIDS czar and their organization, the NIAID, the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. Each one of those groups took responsibility for one of the four strains of hepatitis B virus that they were testing on the Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York. And these children were getting extremely sick. You remember Geraldo Rivera made his, fortune and fame reporting this story. This was his break.
I remember that. He was out in front of that school.
That's exactly right. And they alleged that these children were simply being abused emotionally and sexually and physically. Well, in fact, the physical abuse was that they were the subjects in the hepatitis B vaccine studies. They were being injected with all these recombinants. At the time, they didn't even have any other viruses other than what was called initially the Australian antigen, AUAG. And that's what was called before. It was called hepatitis B. Today we have hepatitis B, A, C, D, E, F, G. It goes on and on because that's what they've created from the labs. And ultimately what you find when you do all the research is that these children were dying. They were probably among the first in the world to die.
Why are we hearing more about avian flu from the WHO than we are about AIDS these days? It's almost as if it's been swept right underneath the old carpet.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they do when they don't like when, you know, when folks like myself come out with more and more of the truth and it begins to implicate them, then they suddenly shut the news down. This is what we saw. If you go on the website that you mentioned earlier, tetrahedron.org, and you click on the link that says anthrax, report, special anthrax report, you'll see that we came out with the truth about the anthrax mailings, the origin of it from the Battelle Memorial Institute in West Jefferson, Ohio, under CIA top secret Project Clear Vision. And the following day that William Broad from the New York Times followed my lead and actually did what I had asked them to do, which was expose it in the New York Times. That was December 13th, 2001. The very next day, the anthrax mailings totally disappeared from the press, and you virtually haven't heard from it since.
No, you really haven't. It's all these things just go away.
Yeah. So the avian flu issue is this. it's a distraction, and John Rappaport is right, and here's the additional piece of evidence that you need. What we're really looking at is not simply one germ and one disease. We're looking at a multitude of cofactors in inducing immune suppression and susceptibility to the infectious diseases that are going to wipe out half of the population. It's called non-lethal warfare. But don't let the name fool you. It's highly lethal, but it doesn't kill people quickly, typically. It kills people slowly.
They become
susceptible now to the use of drugs and pharmaceuticals, long-term maintenance. That's long-term pharmaceutical slavery. Tremendously wealth-inducing type of manner in which populations are being reduced. The medical deities and the great tributes to the medical deities, these great big hospitals that are, you know, when the rest of the economy is in question, suddenly we have a burgeoning of healthcare services and buildings to support it. And this is all part and parcel of a political agenda, a global socio-political and economic agenda that is focusing, instead of war in the traditional sense of blowing up infrastructure and nuclear bombs, ultimately it is causing populations to be reduced and controlled, but in a way that is extremely insidious and sophisticated insofar as revenue generation.
Nurse Joyce Riley is going to be my guest on a future program, Leonard. You know her, and we're going to talk about this study that has just come out, which finally, after all these years, is admitting that a lot of our troops during the 91 Gulf War may have been subjected to sarin nerve gas, and it is affecting them in horrible ways.
That's just, again, one of the number of agents, the pyridostigmine bromide and the insecticides, the chemical toxicity associated with that, then the vaccinations and getting injected with the mycoplasma agents that have really been circulating across not only America, but really the world now. And that's primarily what's causing this upper respiratory flu-like illness that won't quit.
Everybody gets this, and it doesn't go away.
That's right. Hacking and coughing for weeks, if not months, multiple physicians' visits and antibiotics can't effectively treat it, and the doctors, the MDs, are stumped. They don't know what's going on. They call it a flu-like illness, when in fact it's a biological weapon, as well as an assault against the immune system from chemical toxins, spraying of chemtrails in the sky, contamination of water supplies and the food supplies with all this garbage that they're putting into the foods today. It's amazing they even call it food anymore instead of toxic waste. And that's what's leaving people now very susceptible. So now when they announce, oh, we're going to have an avian flu come, and all these people start getting really ill, and they start filling the hospital wards and coughing and hacking and spitting up blood and developing these long-term, very, very terrible cases of pneumonia. As a result, it is simply what the AIDS virus is doing. It is causing, along with cofactors like mycoplasma, the susceptibility to these opportunistic infections, and that is the way the populations are primarily being destroyed.
When you have an opportunity to speak before groups these days, what seems to be the big topic? What do they want to hear about?
I think they want to know the good news. We're going to get into that later in the show. They want to know what is it that they can do to prevent these diseases, and even more, because so many people are sick and dying today. They want to know about the miraculous cures.
And that's important. I want people to understand we're not going to leave you hanging with all this doom and gloom.
There's so much great things to talk about. And we have to talk about this, too, because it saves lives. That's the number one thing that, you know, I'm so blessed to have happen is the parents come to me after they've reviewed the tape Horowitz on vaccines and read the books and materials that I've published and say, Len, thank you so much. We vaccinated our first child and we intoxicated it. Now the child is chronically ill. There's always getting sick. And then after we read your material, the other siblings, you know, we birthed ultimately, now we didn't vaccinate, and they're healthy. They're constantly just so healthy. And if they get sick, they get over it really fast. Thank you so much for saving our children's lives, they tell me. That's such a blessing, George.
Well, you know, Leonard, nothing else really matters if you don't have your health. I mean, if you lose that or your ability to even make yourself well, what good is having a great job and a great career? And I mean, if you lose the health first and foremost, I think you've lost it all.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's Hippocrates, the grandfather of modern medicine, actually said that health is the greatest of human blessings. And we should learn from our own illnesses to derive benefit from the illnesses. And you see, that's where we need to look at what is causing our illnesses today. And when you really dig deep, you'll find that these illnesses are man-made and politically and ideologically induced.
Another case of mad cow disease announced today. They say it did not get into the food chain, but you always wonder if anything did.
Well, you know, this whole scam of mad cow is not any different from all the propaganda and the, you know, counterintelligence messages that we're receiving. In the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, that I know we're going to get into later because of the divine implications,
yes,
and the spiritually uplifting and healing implications of that those revelations, we talked about six chapters about mad cow and Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And ultimately, this particular disease has been suppressed by our own government. There's far more protein prion agents infecting people's brains than they would have you believe. In fact, the Yale study several years ago showed that 13% of Alzheimer's patients, of which there are approximately 5 million alone in the United States, 13% of 5 million, that's very conservatively 500,000, have actually mad cow disease, the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And humans.
And you're right, that is conservative. It could be way higher than
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So, again, what is this agent? It's a protein prion. It's a prion crystal. Crystals are like radio receivers and transmitters, are they not?
And how do we know these prions aren't getting into the milk or cheese or all these other products?
Yep, and that's the exact thesis that we advanced in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. You look at the mad cow disease, they told us, arrived on the scene with the sheep brain contaminated cattle feed in England. Well, guess what? That doesn't explain why you have wild mule deers and elk in Saskatchewan and the Great Northwest coming down with this disease.
That's right.
What you've got is a prion agent, a crystal, a protein crystal that you can't destroy with heat, that gets into the fungus, that gets into the grains that are also being fed to the swine, to the chickens. It gets into the fertilizers that the farmers are spreading over their fields. And now you've got a definitive thesis on how it is that mad cow disease is spreading to these wild animals.
And it takes time sometimes. It festers for a bit, but you can see it when? 5-10 years from now, maybe?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thesis that we advanced, and, you know, I think it's a great and grave likelihood. I know it may sound weird and far out for some people, but again, if you understand prions and you understand protein crystals, and the scientists that say that they don't know what activates it, they call cause the brain lesions, the holes in the brain that causes the dementia. Well, really, crystals are, again, energy receivers and transmitters. So for all we know, given the high level of technology and military applications in this non-lethal warfare arena, you could have from space frequencies that trigger these latent proteins in our current brains to trigger on, turn on, begin to grow, replicate, and cause virtually far more than what we're witnessing now of the population to become demented.
When we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to talk with Leonard about healing celebrations, because truly, there is a way out of some of this, maybe all of it. Do you believe that naturally, Leonard, we might be able to fight off most diseases?
Oh, yeah. Wait till I tell you the great news, bro. It's awesome. We're going to be able to fight off. You know, again, for those who have faith and trust in what I'm going to share with you tonight, and those who have the ears to hear it, we can fight off far more than the physical diseases.
Is it complicated?
Nope, it's pretty easy.
God-given?
You bet.
That's part of it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, when you're out there on the streets talking to people, what kind of reaction do you get these days? People say, my gosh, we believe you, let's fix this, or do they want to lock you up?
No, actually, you know, I walk around and it's like I'm getting semi-celebrity status here. People are recognizing me all over the place these days and say, oh, thanks so much, Dr. Horowitz, you're such a blessing. Thank you so much for keep doing the work, and they pray for me.
It's good for you. I know it's been tough. You lost your mother many years ago. Because of, was it a bad vaccine, wasn't it?
You bet. The flu vaccine. This is exactly what I, you know, told you, that these elderly are conned into going to the medical deities. And the medical deities don't know. They're pharmaceutically prepared. They're, you know, mentally harassed. I mean, look at medical education. It's a hazing process conducted by the pharmaceutical industry on behalf of pushing drugs. So, you know, my mom, you know, got suckered in, and she went, and she developed Guillain-Barré initially, a progressive autoimmune disease that destroyed her neurological functioning, and then she developed another immune deficiency disorder we call cancer, and a few radiation treatments, and a few months later, my mom was dead.
Strangely, too, my doctor in St. Louis, before he retired, came down with that exact same thing, and this was a doctor. He got a bad vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It was never the same.
That's right. The most common, one of the most common vaccine injuries is Guillain-Barré and progressive neurological impairment.
All right, Leonard, we'll stay with us. The website, oh, by the way, tell me about that. Tetrahedron.
Oh, about tetrahedron?
Yeah.
You know, when I was very young, George, I used to have recurring dreams of a four-sided equilateral triangular structure. And then when I took a course with Bucky Fuller way back in 1978, and Bucky said, you know, the resources on the planet are diminishing at such a rate that if you're trying to make a difference and you want to be a humanitarian in the world, you better go out and do it now. I left that seminar and created the publishing company called Tetrahedron. And it's been alive and well. It's got its own life, and we've got now probably about 36 books and tapes that we've published over the years. You know, sometimes I get criticized for developing my own publishing company, being a sort of a self-publisher. Well, you know, my first book was called Your Mouth is Your Business, The Dentist's Guide to Better Health, published by Appleton, Century Crofts, and Simon & Schuster. And I'll tell you something, I got really conned and never made one single cent. In fact, I still get quarterly royalty statements that report 0.00 royalties during this period.
Stay with us. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, our guest. Up next, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, our guest. We are going to give you some hope now. Leonard, let's not leave them with doom and gloom. Let's try to change things a little bit. In your 10th book, Healing Celebrations, tell me a little bit about how you basically steered yourself into that after so many years of pointing out some really horrific things on this planet.
Well, I was blessed to do the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, which revealed the original musical scale. And from that, it was an amazing, amazing discovery to understand the alphanumerics of language. As soon as we did that, we were able to decipher the Illuminati's code, the British Secret Service's code, that is also the code for the world's wealthiest elite and the global corporations. You can begin to see in their own logos the identification marks and the codes that we found based on, again, the Bible codes. And the whole concept of the ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics being involved in our own spirituality and our own ability to manifest and, you know, the divine power. If you, again, going back to the original, the creator creates through the spoken word. Well, what is word but sound? What is sound but electromagnetic frequencies? What's that? Simply mathematics and physics. And our language, as powerful co-creators, as holy children of our great creator, well, we likewise, our spoken words are very, very powerful. And the frequencies that we emanate ultimately have an effect. Yeshua, the Christian Messiah, and of course you probably know I'm a Messianic Jew, said it is by the words. We're judged by every word that comes out of our mouth. It either reflects the goodness and love in our heart or the evil that dwells therein. And some of the things we're going to talk about tonight, you played the song Imagine a couple minutes ago by John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite songs. But the concept that there being no heaven, in fact, is fairly accurate, except that heaven is all around us, right here, right now. We're standing in it.
Could be in our hearts.
It's in our... Oh, wait, we're going to tell you. George, I have such wonderful news to tell you about what you just said. You know, the scientific new evidence is coming in. In fact, I'm going to share with you later. I'll just give you a little preview that the center of your heart now has been proven by science to be the center of the universe. And it relates to these tones, the original musical scale. For folks who've got pencils and papers, you can write down the tones of the original musical scale. It's the perfect circle of sound. And it starts with 396, 417, 528, 639, 741, 852, 963. And I know it's a little fast for you, but if you get into the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and you get into our following works, and the book Healing Celebrations, and you look at the divine creations of people like Jonathan Goldman and Al Harris, who have produced CDs now using these tones, and musicians around the world are beginning to retune their instruments to the original musical scale. The power behind it, it was involved in creation, destruction, and miracles. And if we want to recreate ourselves, that is, rejuvenate ourselves, create health instead of illness, if we want to bring in that Holy Spirit power where there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, we can manifest it right here, right now, in our bodies, our holy temples, to reflect the glory of who we really are. And then you begin to realize that we can do the same thing for our ailing planet. And as it is so intoxicated, we can clean it. Because, again, there's nothing more powerful than the source of our creation. And so if we can simply be humble vessels and channels for that love, that power, we can do anything.
Tell me a little bit about these tones. I mean, how did you find them? How did they find them?
Well, originally, Dr. Joseph Paleo was blessed by a vision he had one night. He thought he was dreaming. He opened his eyes, and the dream was still there. He saw the vision of Yeshua, the Hebrew name for mm-hmm. Jesus. And he saw a big angel, and they played a little game with him where he was in search for the original musical scale, and they showed him in the Bible, in the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83. In those verse numbers, which the ancient Levi priests, my great ancestors, had put in there when they translated the original Torah into the Greek Septuagint, they instilled the verse numbers to the Bible. And in those verse numbers that I mentioned are the specific electromagnetic frequencies, that's the hertz frequencies, cycles per second of sound that were used by the ancient Levi priests to conduct miracles, including the great downing of Jericho's wall. And if you remember the story of Rahab in the book of Joshua.
Sounds a little like Tesla technology, Leonard, doesn't it?
You bet, bro. That's exactly what it is. Each of those frequencies relate to and decipher to the threes, sixes, and nines, which Tesla told his students, if humanity only knew the power of the threes, sixes, and nines, it would be a completely different planet. And in fact, now in the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, which you know, you interviewed me last August
yes.
when it came out, that contains in it the mathematics of the threes, sixes, and nines compared to the other numbers, and you begin to see that this is the portal to the fourth dimension. It's the portal to the spiritual realm from which all matter manifests.
So once you understand this, you can just basically get on board with it, and does that begin to tune up the body?
Yes, exactly right. And that's, you know, you mentioned about the heart, and we mentioned about the heart being the center of the universe. Well, the 528 frequency, which is the third note of the original musical scale, it deciphers to 3 plus 2 is 7 plus 8 is 15. Then you add the 1 plus 5, that's 6. Miracle 6, or MI6. That's the origination of the British Secret Service. That's the oligarchy's principal Gestapo and intelligence organization. And ultimately, also, this is the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA. Now, the DNA, it turns out, we mentioned again when we talked about DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. It's an antenna to our Creator. It simply receives and transmits the glorious power of the Holy Spirit. And that this 528 frequency, according to a good friend of mine who is the president and the founder and the creator of LifeWave patch technology, which we're going to talk a little bit about later, David Schmidt, brilliant, wonderful human being, told me the other day, he said, Len, I did some research on that 528 hertz frequency. He says, you know, that's equivalent to the 518 nanometers in the electromagnetic spectrum. He says, what's extraordinary is that it is the exact center of the electromagnetic color spectrum, the center of the color green color, which is your heart chakra. In essence, the 528 frequency is the center of your heart, which is as above, so below. The center of the electromagnetic spectrum relates to the center of the universe.
Is that why in religions, Buddhists, Hindu, you constantly see them chanting and humming? Are they humming these tones, these frequencies?
Yes. In all of the religions, all of the different native chants and practices. This is what they are doing. And this is how we are going to have global salvation, both physical and spiritual evolution. It is going to be coming because we're going to sing a new song. We're going to be singing in the frequencies of divine harmony. And ultimately, the frequency of that is going to be so strong. And this is exactly what the, I think it's the sixth chapter in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, relays. In fact, it's even in Webster's Dictionary. When you look at the definition of each of these original tones from the six-note musical scale, the original solfeggio, according to Webster, it all talks about how it is that we regain this planet back to the great graces of our Creator. And ultimately, it's all through sound and frequency and vibration and resonance.
I've got to ask you this, Leonard. Do you remember the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Yes. You remember that?
Those tones, remember?
Yep.
We're not talking about the same tones now, are we?
Well, you know what? For all we know, the way Hollywood takes the truth and slightly distorts it,
yeah.
You know, it may be, George.
It could be. I thought about that while I was talking with you.
Yep.
It was bum, 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 bum. Remember
yeah.
that one? And they used it for code, they used it for communication, and they might have used it for healing.
Yep.
I've done some research in some of your work, and you've got some simple, practical steps, five of them, to help fight off disease and prevention. Let's go through some of those.
Certainly. You know, if I might, let me just share. May I share a toll-free number? Because I'm a
sure.
little concerned that the websites that we've given out, because we were really hit big time by the United States Navy, according to our firewall attack record, the U.S. Navy downed about, we had 18 websites originally, and even the links on tetrahedron.org and healing celebrations may not be functioning well because we're still coming back from the attack. But let me give a toll-free number for people to call if they have any trouble with the websites or getting any of the materials that we've been talking about. It's toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. And again, pardon us if we're not quite up on the website.
Well, we have a correct. Tendency, too, to slam websites, too, as you well know,
Leonard, yeah.
you know, when we get in there. What do you mean by attack, though? What happened?
Oh, well, we've got a number of reports that the United States Navy Bethesda was attacking our website, and that was taking place over a period of a couple of days. And then ultimately after that, what happened is not only did 17 of our 18 websites just totally one was on a different server, so it was spared. But 17 of 18 of them totally crashed out, and we understood through the reports that we received that 2,000 other websites that were linked to our primary websites, like you've mentioned, tetrahedron.org was down, Healing Celebrations was down, and the healthyworlddistributing.com, which is the main storefront, healthyworlddistributing.com, was spared because it was on a different server.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, now these 5 points, five steps. What do
well,
you have?
Here's what the book, Healing Celebrations, and if you go to the website, healingcelebrations.com, the five steps, the vital, vital steps and the miraculous steps for healing and reversing illness include, number one, detoxification. Number two, deacidification. That is, changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline. In the alkaline state, it's very difficult, if not impossible, for infectious diseases and cancers and all the autoimmune diseases to worsen and even thrive. So step two is deacidification. Step three is boosting or normalizing natural immunity. Step four is oxygenation. And step five is bioenergetic, everything from prayer to Rife technologies. This is what it is we're talking about.
And let's tell me a little bit more about detoxification. What do you mean by that?
Well, the simplest recommendation, particularly for people who are suffering with various illnesses today, and the short list of vaccine-induced autoimmune diseases include chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes. All of these diseases, autoimmune diseases, simply will resolve, certainly be extremely beneficial if somebody begins a fast that alkalinizes their body. That can be done currently in this season with watermelon, which is a pH of 8. Watermelon juice is an excellent thing to fast on. But the standard that we've been recommending very successfully for years now is called the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser, where you take cayenne pepper spike lemonade, and the recipe for it is on the website healingcelebrations.com. On the right-hand side, you can scroll down and see fasting instructions. Click on that. We tell you how to make your own cayenne pepper spike natural lemonade, and that produces an alkalinization of the body. Cayenne pepper is one of the most alkalinizing agents you can put into your body.
It doesn't spice the heck out of you?
Well, some people have a difficult time. So we tell people that if they're to make the lemonade to your taste and heat tolerance, and if people are having difficulties with the burning, then they can use the capsules also. That helps in many, many cases.
Okay. So that's detoxification, de-acidification.
Deacidification, yep. That's actually detox and deacidify. That's covered by the Stanley Burroughs fast. Both of those areas are very beautifully affected. I mean, this is very simple, cut and sweet. You know, I probably spend 20 minutes on each of these areas on the DVD called Healing Celebrations. But, you know, this is, in a nutshell, what you need to do.
Why is the deacidification so important?
Really important because when you begin to understand, as we've laid out in the book, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, that the way that the body electric works, it's a spiritual holy temple, and everything is electromagnetically driven and bioacoustically resonating. And all of that is dependent on pH, the power of hydrogen, the parts hydrogen, the sun. We know we get our energy and strength from the sunlight, so the plants. Well, hydrogen, 99% of the sun is hydrogen. And that and oxygen, man, you've almost got all of life. Put a little carbon 6 in there, and then there's the six-sided hexagonal shape of the organic molecule, and now you've really got, you know, virtually the fundamental building blocks for existence. And so you begin to realize that everything is electromagnetically and bioacoustically driven. And so when you change the pH, the power of hydrogen in your holy temple, suddenly things can come back to life.
Instantly, probably.
Yeah, it's amazing. People who have, I mean, the simplest thing to treat is this acid stomach condition, and here are the acidifiers. I mean, people are sick and ailing today primarily because they're dehydrated and they're drinking not only polluted waters, but pH of 7 or below, acidified water. Here are the top 7 acidifiers. These are the top 7 lifestyle risks that you hear. You don't hear too much about it, these being lifestyle risks, but here they are. Caffeine. Sorry, folks. Nicotine. Sugars, that's refined carbohydrates, including chocolates. There you go. Sorry again, folks. Caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, almost all of them cause your body chemistry to turn acidic. And then you become a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, cancer cells, arthritic conditions, inflammatory conditions, arthritic conditions, neurological impairments. This is caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meat. There's your top 7. And you really become not yourself. Your body gets taken over. You become a humanoid instead of actually who you really are as a superhuman because you're wholly empowered. You're spiritually empowered by the divine essence. And so really, if we bring that knowledge to bear on our lifestyle, our choices, and make choices consistent with who we really are as superhuman beings, then we manifest that perfection.
Would that glory. Would that be one of the first things you would change then, the acid content in your system?
Absolutely. And then what things miraculously disappear. Yeah, it's an amazing to see it, and people just realize it. You know, within 24 hours, people who are suffering with illnesses start to get better. And by the way, if you feel like you can't fast for 9 days like the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser calls for, and that's no eating, it's simply drinking this juice for 9 days, go to 3 days. Try a 3-day fast. And then also realize that what you're going to be experiencing, maybe the hunger pangs, as soon as you drink some more of this stuff, your hunger pang is going to go away.
It does go away, doesn't it?
Yep.
Natural immunity can be boosted. Same way?
Yep, absolutely. You know, and the Bible talks about the same thing. It talks about how if you're sick with anything, you fast. You give your body a rest. And in this particular case, now we have the science to understand that we want to alkalinize our temple.
And what do you mean by oxygenation?
That's step 4. You know, the element number 8 is oxygen. when you look at the healing codes for the biological apocalypse and the alphanumerics of the language of English as well as Hebrew, the ancient sacred spiritual languages of Hebrew, Sanskrit, and ancient Aramaic, you realize that the number 8, the infinity sign, is the Creator's number. And that, by no accident, is the element number 8, oxygen. Go back into the Bible. The word for the Creator is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. It means, literally translated from the Hebrew, to breathe is to exist. And you begin to realize how the Creator got Adam off the ground in the Garden of Eden was he breathed the breath of life into him.
And there's also biospiritual technologies. We'll talk with Leonard Horowitz about that. Leonard, many of us are familiar, of course, with the mindset of Nikola Tesla, his works, and some of his students, of course. Have you ever looked at those works? Does that tie into anything you've done?
Oh, that's exactly what it's about. Tesla is total genius. This last century's greatest. Einstein paled by comparison to Tesla, and that this new technology that we're talking about really deals with exactly what Tesla was involved in, but essentially what we're using it for is health and spiritual evolution.
When you were able to use some of these biospiritual technologies of our age, were you able to find out whether that was used during the ancient days, 2,000 years ago or so?
That's exactly what these are. These are the ancient truths, the greatest truths. And, we're under the opinion, and there are many, many prophets as well as philosophers who have been, and seers who have been saying that we are in the end times. The great plagues, the weather changes, the wars, the rumors of wars, the astronomical events, all of these things are indicating that we, like the Mayan calendar tells us, we've got maybe a 7-year period between now and the time when we're going to sing a new song and we're going to have a new reality on this planet. And the frequency vibrations of love are going to really uplift us and eliminate the dissonance and the fear and the hatred and all the things that you've been playing some music about tonight.
Absolutely.
So the concept is, how can this be possible? How is this going to happen? It's not going to happen because the international industrialists, the banksters that are running the planet, are going to suddenly decide to give all the wealth away. In fact, the wealth of the wicked, the Bible tells us, is stored up for the meek. That is, the meek, those who follow the love of the Creator and who wish to serve humanity in a meaningful way. Well, how is it going to be happening? Well, here's the answer. The answer is, it's already handled. It's an electromagnetic phenomenon. As the planets are shifting and the entire universe is coming around, the Creator knew it from the very beginning that this would happen. The frequencies of blessed love vibration that fills our hearts, that is the center of the universe, the center of the heart, the 528 frequency, the 518 nanometer color, this is what is going to be the resonance frequency taking place, the major a vibration taking place throughout the entire universe, and this planet is going to be heavily affected. The people who have their hearts open to this vibration are going to be uplifted. It's a virtual rapture, and that we're going to be uplifted spiritually. It's taking place now. People all over the world are feeling it. They're having synchronicities of experiences. They pray for things. They manifest quickly. They're working on special projects. These projects and people are manifesting in their lives. Little miracles and big miracles alike are happening for people more and more. Well, those people are in the flow. They're virtually surfing the life wave of reality. Ultimately, those who are in dissonance, they're in fear, they're in hatred, they have a different vibration in their hearts. Their hearts are closed, and they will implode by their own dissonance. And this is how it ends. The last act is happening pretty soon.
This is what called energy medicine?
This is actually an energy theology. And, I've been really blessed, George. I'm telling you, I am so blessed. I'm so thankful. I have a beautiful family. I have great children, and I have the blessed Creator giving me some of the information that I'm sharing tonight. It's revelation. It's divine. And it really is a need. I mean, we're told in the end times, the Bible tells us, all of the greatest truths will be known. And we've heard that the truth shall set you free. Well, the greatest truths shall set you the freest. And tonight we're talking about some of the greatest truths that have been secreted and buried for thousands of years, including the center of your heart, the 528 frequency, Hertz frequency, is the center of the universe, connecting you to the divine light of love. And that is nothing like it in the universe. There's nothing more powerful. There's nothing that can withstand it. No disease. You know, you've heard the saying, maybe biblical, scripturally, there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. It's perfect. And we can manifest that perfection right now in our own holy temples if we simply open our hearts with love.
I've gotten a couple emails from real doctors, medical doctors, and they want to know if you are opposed to mainstream medicine in total.
You know, I think that a great surgeon, I mean, I did probably about 2,000 surgeries, periodontal surgeries and oral surgeries in my time, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for surgeons who can piece us back together again after traumatic injuries and accidents. But in terms of the pharmaceuticals, I'll tell you something, it's trash. It's nothing but pollution, it's toxic waste. It should never be put anywhere on the planet, including into our own sacred bodies.
Is there anything out there, though, that you would endorse in terms of pharmaceuticals, or you would just simply say stay away from them all?
Yeah, I'll give you one of the 10 picks for 2006 of my top health products this coming year is called Tetracil. Get this. It is a pyramid, a tetrahedron structure made of 4 oxygen and 4 silver molecules. And unlike any antibiotic, number one, it has no toxic side effects. Number two, you can't develop antibiotic resistance. Number three, it works because of the biospirituality of this universe. That is, that you apply this ointment to your skin over a wound or over an infection. The infection miraculously disappears. The bacteria, viruses, and fungus can't grow. Why? Because they have shown it. They've proven it. It takes the electromagnetic frequencies, the orgon energy from the universe, and literally electrocutes the pathogens. It's amazing. The company has a DVD that shows an actual explosion in light and sparks coming out when they're contacting the nitrogenous groups on the surface of the pathogens.
So this is coming out this year?
This is out
basically
now.
Yeah. Okay.
For people who want this, again, I'll give you a toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787, or you can go online, and God willing, it's working.
It's slow right now. I tried looking at Healing Celebrations. Difficult to get into right now.
Yeah, we've had a lot of problems, as I've mentioned.
Well, you know what? When you've got millions of people trying to cram in there to look at it, it's going to be slow.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the links that concern me, the links have not been operating, and we've tried really our best to prepare for this show, but we've had so much to deal with.
We'll just say have patience.
That's right. Everything is its own time. Everything is a season.
Absolutely. How about some other really wonder things that are coming out?
Well, I'll tell you, the two other products that I'm most blessed to share. Number one is the LifeWave patch technology. Number two is a company that's been around for several years but have a brand new product called Advanced Ambritos. And when you talk about biospiritual technologies, these two products far and away are the number one and number two. Why? Because, again, what is it that the body is? It's about a holy spiritual temple. It is a place where the electromagnetic sparks fly between cells. And in order to get that to happen, you've got to have what's on the surface membrane of cells called glycoproteins. This is a whole new science. It's only been available for the last 15 years where we realize that there are essential sugars that have been missing in our diet. And if you begin to study cellular biology, on the surface of cells now, and Harvard has a whole department, Yale and Oxford have departments now that have been studying glycoscience to prove exactly what I'm telling you. On the surface of cells, George, you have a virtual forest, a beautiful green forest of trees that have branches that stick up, and they spark electromagnetic frequencies and resonance frequencies to all the cells that they contact. So if you have an immune cell, such as a white blood cell bodyguard or a natural killer cell, that because you're nutritionally depleted, contacts the cell and it doesn't get messages that it's a normal cell, it begins to attack and destroy. And this is a major component, not only in cancer, but also autoimmune diseases. So when we replenish simply by nutritional supplementation, or ideally, if you really want to get down to it, you can harvest your own organic and grow your own organics and collect from people who grow them the vine-ripened fruits contain these essential sugars that you can replenish your cells. If for people who don't want to bother doing that, the product Advanced Ambrotoast is awesome.
Ambrotoast?
Ambrotoast.
Ambrotoast.
Yep. Now, that's produced by Manitech Corporation. They've been around a long time, and they've just got a brand-new Advanced Ambrotoast that produces about an 1,800% increase in natural killer cell activity. So it's a great immune system-boosting product and a normalizing product. And ultimately, it's you can't say it's a cure on national radio, but I'll tell you, it's got my bet.
And they're not drugs.
These are not drugs. This is a natural food. This is a food. There's also an extraordinarily exciting technology. Now, again, if the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the meek in these end times, where we're going to see a whole transformation in the way we approach healthcare and everything else on this planet. We've got to look at the technology that's been advanced by David Schmidt and Steve Haltewanger at LifeWave. LifeWave patches, have you heard about them?
Yes, yes.
Okay, here it is. You've got a patch of water placed on your skin. Inside the water is little amino acids that have been impregnated, nanotechnologically impregnated with frequencies, like radio frequencies of sound. And it sends into your body, when it contacts your body, it's activated by your body to send these frequency signals to connect to similar molecules inside your own body to activate them. So in the case of the first patch that this company developed for energy and stamina and endurance and strength, particularly for athletic performance and or fat burning and weight loss, they have extraordinary results. The creatine molecules inside your body, which delivers the long-chain fatty acids to the mitochondria, which is the energy-producing station of the cell that produces the ATP or energy, suddenly fires on. As a result, you have what occurred last fall when Nebraska Cornhuskers, highly ranked football team, met Texas Tech and were defeated 70-10. 70-10.
That was a blowout.
A total blowout. So you know what happened? The NCAA decided that they needed to investigate. They launched an inquiry, and they determined that none of the Texas athletes had been drugged or were on steroids. So they found out that they were on the patches. They were simply wearing the patches, and they called David Schmidt in to share with him what's in the patches. And at this point now, we understand the NCAA has approved of the frequency vibrating patches for athletic performance. Now, why is that in my book?
That's an incredible story.
Totally. Wait, well, you haven't heard the beginning of it. The reality is, George, when we go back to understand the food and drug or the fearful drug advocates, this is not a food. It's not a drug. It's an accepted technology that has the capacity to produce profound physiological changes. In fact, the science is coming out all over the place. Every scientific study conducted on these things and athletic performance studies shows that in men there's a 20 to 40% increase in stamina, strength, and endurance. In women, it goes up to about 200%.
Why does it work?
It works because, again, we're bio-spiritual beings. We're spiritual beings. And so the technologies for health and healing and the advancement of our species spiritually and physically revolve around us realizing our natural spiritual inheritance and the way we function as energy beings. So that's why this is so exciting. Every product that I have picked for 2006.
Do you test them yourself, or do you have people who do?
Yeah, I'm wearing the patches right now. How do you think I can stay awake at night?
Okay.
So, I mean, I'll tell you something. It's really awesome. I mean, I pray a lot, too, George. I mean, that's the number one thing that I do. But, this is so exciting. I want to tell you about the 3E, too. And when Steve Haltewanger called me to get involved with LifeWave, or at least to evaluate the science, you know, I thought, what can I contribute to humanity as well as this company? And people can go to a website. I think it's pretty good. It's www.3epower.us. Three, the number 3, epower, P-O-W-E-R.us. and see it. A very inexpensive, very simple technology based on the perfect circle of sound that we talked about. You know Dr. Masura Emoto?
Oh, yes, with a great book on water.
Yeah, he's a
phenomenal theory.
Exactly.
And just for some people who don't know who Dr. Emoto is, I've tried to get him on the program. He unfortunately doesn't speak English. But he has taken pictures of water crystals based on using vibrations, good music, bad music, polluted water, clean water, and then he freezes them, grabs the ice crystals, looks under a microscope, takes pictures of it, and sure enough, the water that got the good vibrations, the good music, the clean water, had tremendous-looking crystals. The ones that did not had these crystals that looked like they were diseased. Am I right?
Absolutely. And guess what? We're water vessels. More than 80% of our bodies is water. And so that's what we're talking about here. Again, when we say that we are judged by every word that comes out of our mouth, that either reflects the love in our hearts or the evil that dwells therein. You know, and Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is near. He didn't mean temporarily far off in time. He meant right here, right now. It's a metaphysical reality. We're standing in it. We are it. And so when we speak love and we project faith and trust and give thanks, and then the 528 frequency, the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA, reflecting the center of the universe, which is the center of our hearts, we put that into the waters of the earth, and that is what's going to also help to uplift this planet. That's what the 3E technology is about.
You know, something tells me that a long time ago in a far-off place, Leonard, these people understood all this. Somehow we lost it over the years, and then maybe we can get it back.
Absolutely. And here's something else. Again, water being so critical. Now, my recommendation for typical water, we've talked about alkalinity. I recommend that everyone, and this is a standard recommendation by all physicians and naturopathic doctors as well, is you take your body weight, and half of your body weight converted to ounces is what you should be drinking daily of good, pure drinking water adjusted to a pH of 8. Easiest way to adjust your drinking water is simply put fresh squeezed lemon or lime in. Now, that's contrary to what you would think because the acid fruits you'd think would turn it acid. But no, it doesn't. It's the opposite because it contains a lot of calcium. And calcium in water turns to calcium hydroxide, which is a buffer, so you're actually alkalinizing. Now, the beauty of the water that we're talking about in the alkalinization process, again, turns our body into a place where these electromagnetic frequencies can have the most profound impact on restoring our health.
As you do this, as you use all these different things to help you, I always thought pH 7 was acceptable. You're saying 8.
Yeah, your body generally is between 7.3 and 7.6 pH. And so if you go, the best place for you to look at what we're drinking is go to the Zuma website. Another product on the top 10 of my picks for 2006 is a coral calcium sachet by a new company called Zuma. And on the second page of their website, check out the pH of the soda pops and all the sports drinks that you're drinking. It's not going to give you 7.3 or 6 pH. It's going to give you 2.2, 3.5.
Why so low?
It's hideously acidic. And so really, we're being poisoned. The number one energizing and electromagnetic pH-adjusted normal chemistry of our body is being totally polluted by this acidification, by our lifestyles, by the promotions that these – look who's producing most of the waters today. Who has control? We're paying almost as much for gasoline for water as we are for gasoline.
Well, almost until the prices went up of gasoline. Stay with us. We'll come back with the rest of your top picks. And we'll open up the phone lines as well with our guest, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, Leonard, save us with some more of these 2006 wonders here. What else?
All right, I appreciate that, George. You know, I mentioned several things. I failed, however, to give the toll-free number for people to call to get more information on any of this. I know we're overwhelming people with a lot of information, but if people have any questions, they can call toll-free 888-508-4278. 4787. That's 888-508-4787.
Is all this on one website as opposed to all these many that you're giving us?
Yeah, tonight? You know, the best one is the storefront for all of these products, and then there's links to the various websites that deal with
of
all
these various companies. Okay.
Yeah, that website is the healthyworlddistributing.com. Healthyworlddistributing.com. And again, I'm hoping that all the links will be adequately functioning.
Well, or at least by tomorrow they should be.
Well, I hope so. We're working on it.
Okay.
Now here's something extremely exciting, and I know that the person that I'm going to bless by sharing this information, a fellow by the name of Jonathan Goldman, deserves every bit of praise. He took the original solfeggio musical scale. He honed tuning forks to each of the divine tones. He went with professional vocalists into a sound recording studio, and in the Gregorian chant-like style. Now, remember, the Gregorian ancient chants were the most spiritually uplifting, supposedly, in all the music, and not only the Catholic Church, but maybe in history. And he created an amazing CD. I think it's the most powerful CD on the planet for healing, for meditation, and for prayer enhancement, called the Holy Harmony CD. Now, here's what I recommend you do with it. We've talked about structured water and clustered water and Dr. Emoto's work and the 80% of the pH of 8 water that you should be drinking. 20% of the water you drink should be structured or clustered because that's what makes your DNA sing. The electromagnetic frequencies, receiver, and transmitter that your DNA is totally dependent on the structured water that Dr. Emoto shows is that beautiful six-sided hexagonal shape, crystalline, mm-hmm. like snowflake structure. And in order, if you want to create that with virtually no cost, and remember, there were numerous companies out there, and there are many companies out there right now. There's a whole burgeoning water science and water technology and water products that are coming out in the consumer
marketplace. They're coming out like crazy.
But if you want to have a tip, here's a great tip. You want to make your own structured water? You play Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony CD. You put your speakers around your glass jar. Get maybe a 5-gallon glass jar or a gallon glass jar, and you put your water in there, and you put your speakers around it. You play it Holy Harmony CD, and you put on it a little 3E that's going to cost you maybe a dollar and a half, and you say a prayer, a heartfelt prayer, along with the 3E and that music. Wait about a half an hour. 30 minutes or 60 minutes, use this 30, 60, or 90 like Tesla talked about, and you're going to have the most magnificent structured water.
I would have laughed about 5 years ago, not anymore.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, 5 years ago, I wouldn't have even conceived of these things.
I mean, it's really a science unto itself as well, isn't it?
It is a total science, and it really relates to the ancient mystery school sciences. You know, Pythagorean, we talked about fasting earlier. To get into Pythagorean mystery school, you needed to fast for 40 days. Now, in Christianity, remember that the Messiah went out into the desert and fasted 40 days before he created the sect of Judaism currently called Christianity, which is a healing ministry. And the miracle power that he held to heal people, which he always gave credit to the Creator and the faith and trust in the great Creator, is exactly what I'm saying to you tonight, that came about because he took the time to fast and purify his temple.
Let's take some calls, Leonard, then we'll come back and talk about some more of these, okay?
Sure.
Let's go east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Thanks for holding.
Hey, George.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Matt in Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing? I got a question for Dr. Horowitz.
Yep, he's here.
I was wondering if you had ever heard anything about the Deepak Chopra Center and their work with primordial sound meditation.
It's funny you should say that. I just was a featured speaker on Friday night at the Sloan Mass Wellness Conference, and Deepak was the featured speaker on Saturday night.
Yep, I've
heard about it. And again, we're all talking about the same thing. This is the phenomenon, the global phenomenon that's taking place. There's a spiritual renaissance, and we're all surfing the same life wave of love.
Definitely. And also another thing, in the recent Journal of Scientific American, they did an article on the cosmic microwave background music. Like, it's the electromagnetic waves in the background. And they've basically found a way to measure it, and it's, they're calling it like an orchestra.
Yeah, or the orgone energy. And that's
right.
What causes that tetrasilver tetroxide, that miraculous antimicrobial, to burst and cause the electrocution of the pathogens. That's the love energy of the universe given to us freely. Why should the pharmaceutical industrialists capture us and enslave us and poison us?
The orgone energy was also part of William Reich's inventions and finds. They put him away. They locked him up, didn't they?
They're not going to put me away, bro.
Tell me a little bit about Royal Rife.
Brilliant microscopist, the top in the world, top in history. And when he was a student also of Nikola Tesla, and he studied the way prisms and crystals operated and the angles that crystals, just like today in protein crystallography. In fact, you know, it's interesting, the Tesla coil we talked about. Did you know that every single protein filament, the microfibers of your body, are all spiraled like DNA to enhance the energy transmission? Now, Rife looked at those things through the microscope. He held, by the 1920s, he actually approached J. Edgar Hoover to lend support to the FBI's efforts in investigations using microscopy that wasn't available at the time. And it was amazing. He could study live viruses infecting cells and watch what was taking place in the viruses when he vibrated them with certain sound frequencies. He saw that they could be destroyed. He also observed pleomorphism, where he saw bacteria change to viruses and viruses back to bacteria, depending again on what we talked about earlier. The pH, the body chemistry, the adjusting of the energy medium that is taking place in the body, the water chemistry, the pH adjusted modifies the electromagnetic frequencies going through it, and life changes, George.
Yeah, can't you test your pH with some of these strips also you can pick up at the drugstores?
Yes, and that's the easy way to do it if people are simply wanting to determine what their own body pH is. And again, in general, 7.3 to 7.6, that's slightly alkaline, but if you use it in your saliva or your urine or you check your blood, you know, it might be a little bit lower than that. Typically, it's far lower than that in the average American diet and lifestyle.
But it's good to test it once in a while, isn't it?
Well, it's good if you're a patient and you're working on yourself for self-healing. It's good to watch the changes that occur on that litmus paper as you change your water pH and your water intake, and you avoid the lifestyle risk, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, red meats. Those things will change your pH reading.
Are there any teas that you like, recommend?
There's a number of them. Again, on the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website, there's a couple of them. There's a respiratory tea, which is good for the people who are hacking and coughing. There is a detoxification tea called Rose Tea that detoxes blood, liver, and kidney. It's excellent. It's got 10 different herbs that facilitate that cleansing. So, yes, indeed, teas are wonderful.
Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on the air with us. Hi there. Hello? Going once.
Hello?
Oh, we just saved you right at the end. I was going to hang up.
Oh, me?
Yep.
Come on. Am I live?
Yes, you are.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Cool. This is Amy. Hey, I have a question for Dr. Lynn.
Dr. Lynn is waiting.
Hey. I would like to know, what is the correlation between acidity in the body and mood disorders like bipolar or borderline personality disorder?
Oh, great question. Here it is. Again, acidification. Why? Well, you know, mood disorders occur. Like your average person out there who's addicted to the sweets and the chocolates and the caffeine, well, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you get antsy and irritable for no apparent reason. It's an irrational mood swing, and it's based on sugar. Well, sugar is an acidifier. It's one of the ones I mentioned of the top seven. And so, again, when you begin to alkalinize your body, and by the way, one product I didn't mention is a product that I put together myself. It is awesome. If you're out there and you have hypoglycemic tendencies where you're 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you get this urge for a Snickers bar or
something. Or you get weak, right? You feel weak?
You feel weak, and you know, you're just really irritable, you know? Get on Green Harvest, my staple, what I eat, typically is mostly fruit smoothies made with a fabulous product called Green Harvest. The principal ingredient in it is called amaranth. It's an herb seed type of grain that has all the amino acids and all the enzymes that you need for life. And it's got some other wonderful, wonderful things. It's simply an organic, optimally organic food. And what happens when you get on it for 4 or 5 days, if you're hypoglycemic, suddenly you realize at 3 in the afternoon, what happened? Your irritability, your mood swing left. So when you're talking about these psycho-emotional conditions, body chemistry is vitally important. And when you then consider that the pharmaceuticals, all of the psychoactive drugs, additionally acidify the body, and you realize the satanic sorcery of the pharmaceutical industrials, they addict you to things that make you worse, that have worse toxic side effects than then they can prescribe other drugs. This whole thing has got to stop, and that's why I say the number one political lobby on Capitol Hill, the wealthiest industry, is not insurance, it's not even banking, although the bankers own most of everything. It is the pharmaceutical lobby. It's the pharmaceutical industry. And so when I say to you that in this new revolution, this spiritual renaissance, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the meek, we the people, if we integrate and we basically develop these biospiritual technologies and live by these greatest truths that shall set us the greatest freedom, ultimately we can, again, create not only the physical well-being, but the financial wealth that we deserve.
Are you convinced that we're being sprayed with chemtrails?
No, I'm not only convinced, I documented it. That's what the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Think about it, folks. The title came out 3 months before September 11th, 2001. Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. You know, I've been on Fox National News. If you go on our website, you'll see a segment where I was asked to be an expert in discussing the issues of the ridiculous scam called the West Nile virus outbreak, and I exposed all of the origins of that from the laboratories again. And ultimately, it's a cover for the spraying of toxic pesticides, not against mosquito populations, but against susceptible human populations. 5% at least, at minimum, it's probably more like 10 to 15% of the United States public, but the Centers for Disease Control admits that 5% of the public have multiple chemical sensitivities. But when you start to spray this stuff, these people get sick in the manner that we talked about earlier. The combinations of chemicals leaves people susceptible to opportunistic infections. And so ultimately, these sprayings are occurring, and it is hideous tragedy that we allow this. Particularly in the name, you know, it's a shame. You know, I feel just very, very badly that I am even a professional public health authority, Harvard degreed, because my whole colleagues have been so blind that they've been used. They're great-hearted people. They're humanitarians by and large, but they've been manipulated and ultimately dumbed down with just total propaganda. They call it science. It's actually pseudoscience.
What do they think of you now, Leonard?
What do they think of me?
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you something. A lot of these guys come up to me in lectures, and they come to my lectures, and they congratulate me for having the guts to tell the truth.
Privately. What do they do publicly?
Well, they've stopped debating me, George. You know, the several times that I had in the early career, 1996, 97, when I first came out with emerging viruses and all the documentation to boot, the Centers for Disease Control officials debated me, FDA officials debated me in public forums, and I left them literally shaking. I felt bad for them after I got done with them.
Did you ever win any over?
I've never won those guys that I've embarrassed over. You know, but I've won the audiences over. It's very, very easy to see a mechanically mind-controlled machine spouting propaganda versus somebody that's showing you the documentation to prove the truths. And so, you know, they've stopped debating me, and it's really simply sad. Again, the way that they treat me is they basically neglect me. They neglect the science. They don't neglect the truth. They shut it down. They don't bring any attention to me. That's, if you're thinking out there, why is this guy still alive? It's because if they were to martyr me, they'd bring more attention to my work than they're currently doing. Well,
that's true. East of the Rockies, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, Doctor. Hi, George. A full-spectrum light has been used to, like, successfully treat patients with depressive disorders. Do you think full-spectrum light can be utilized to treat physical illness, too, since it does directly affect the pineal gland, which affects the melatonin secretion?
Good question.
Fabulous question. Exactly. In fact, when the FDA contacted me to regulate some of the wonderful herbs that we were putting out, I wrote them a letter saying, you know, do you think that the sun is a drug? If you say that whenever you say that this product heals or this entity heals something, do you claim that that's a drug? Now, the sun, we know, heals jaundiced children. You take a jaundiced liver dysfunctional child into the sunlight, suddenly you begin to see that the electromagnetic frequencies of that hydrogen source begins to change their liver function, the enzymes in the liver. Well, does the FDA consider the sun a drug to be regulated? Likewise, the John Ott full spectrum lighting is fabulous. In fact, several years ago, my wife and I had our children in Waldorf School in northern Idaho. And the contribution we made when we enrolled our children there was we bought about $5,000 worth of Ott lights, full-spectrum lighting, for the entire school because we knew the science. The research is in. You can get increase of productivity even in a working population of 15% if you simply reduce or eliminate that high yellow spike that the typical fluorescent bulbs put off and you substitute the natural sunlight.
That's beautiful. That's exactly what I was saying before, that it draws, I think, from the yellow-green, the fluorescent, and the rest of the white light isn't even there. And so we wonder why the productivity and why people at work got to have caffeine and everything to get going. It's because of those fluorescent lights. And,
right.
And where can you get full-spectrum lights at?
You know, that's a great question. It's been years since I was actually on the lecture circuit teaching workplace health and safety. And I think if you simply went on Google, did a search for full spectrum lighting, I believe now that beyond the company called, I think, Radiant Light Company used to produce the Ott light. Now I believe that General Electric actually has a full spectrum light now that you can get through most lighting distributors.
Couple emails. People want to know what the 3E is that you mentioned. Those are energy enhancer stickers or something, aren't they?
It's an evolutionary energy enhancer. If we are to assume, like I'm telling you, the empirical data is coming in, people, you folks out there, most of you, are beginning to feel a spiritual increase, a spiritual renaissance. Again, the synchronicities of experiences, the rate in which prayers are manifesting, there's a lot of spiritual activity going on right now. Now, if we were to figure out how it is that that's manifesting and you begin to study Tesla, you realize it's the 3, 6s, and 9s. The 3E is a simple technology developed to enhance the spiritual flow, not only within your own being, your own body, but throughout the entire planet, because we're water. Wherever you can put 3Es on water, you can expect to be blessing that water for the spiritual renaissance.
Back with final questions in a moment. Most health food stores, good ones, will sell the full spectrum bulbs for you, and you might even be able to find them in some of these home remodeling places now, these big places. They're all starting to move in that direction. By the way, Billy from Florida writes, "Hi, George, my mom and I listen to the show 7 nights a week. Awesome. Just a favor, say hi, Barbara, from Billy on the air." Well, Billy, I'm not sure I can say that. If I do, then I'll get inundated with all kinds of requests. So I'm not sure I can say, "Hi, Barbara from Billy," on the air. But I'll think about it. Well, Dr. Horowitz, before we go back to more calls, do we still have some more top 10 items?
Well, I think there's two left.
Two left, okay.
That I'd like to share. One is called the FDA Ultra MK. Miracle 6, it's a right frequency generator. It's a middle-priced frequency generator that's highly affected. I would urge people to further investigate, but the FDA stands for Frequency Delivery Appliance. And the Ultra MK, of course, is a spoof on the MK Ultra, CIA's top secret mind control and electromagnetic frequency stimulation of human brains that they were conducting during the last century and may still be conducting. And then, of course, the Miracle Six derives from the original musical scale, the third note, Ut Re Mi, Miracle Storm in Latin, miracles in English, and that's where we come up with the British Secret Service's MI6, oddly enough. So there's a little thank you for the FDA and the Illuminati. The last product that is on my list is a product I'm not sure we can get, and it's difficult, but there are some other products out there that are similar. But I'm going to mention it, and I'm going to mention it in the context of this whole concept of biospirituality, and in this regard, cancer. So many of our loved ones are dying now and ill with cancer. Well, there's a cancer product that is called C-Cure, and it actually means concentrated cancer undermining and restorative emulsion. And it's a bloodroot type of product. You know, in the 1800s, the physicians of Europe knew very well that if you use this product called bloodroot, put it on your skin on skin cancers, the skin cancer would fall off. Well, I had a basal cell carcinoma growing on my back for about a year and a half. And suddenly one day it started to bleed, and I began to use this product. And in about 2.5 weeks, my wife and I were stunned when suddenly a dime-sized tumor fell off my back onto the bathroom floor.
Oh, my God.
And I'll tell you something, we have case after case now showing that you don't have to run to your doctors necessarily to have them freeze these skin cancers and biopsy them, which tends to cause the cells to go into the bloodstream and or the lymphatics to spread. You know, the concept that you can literally take a salve and put it on your skin cancer and have it fall off in 2.5 to 3 weeks, and then miraculously heal, you should see how quickly it fills in.
Would you still go to your dermatologist thereafter and say, okay, check me out now?
Well, you can do that if you'd like. But the reason why, what's the biospiritual aspects of this is what's relevant here. Because the immune cells cannot see. If you read the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and again, if you thank Steve Haltewanger for this contribution, you realize that the white blood cell bodyguards sometimes can't see cancer cells because they have a stealthing effect caused by the energy, the electromagnetic coat of the cancer cells. But suddenly you put this product or other things onto cancer cells, do other biospiritual manipulations to get the recognition from the lymphocytes and the white blood cell bodyguards to attack and destroy that which is non-self. Suddenly they can see it. And that's how C-Cure works. It grows, you know, these skin cancers grow. There's no immune response. There's no inflammatory ring around this tumor. Suddenly now you put this material on, and within 24 hours you get an inflammatory ring. Within 2 or 3 days you've got a whole eruption of white blood cells coming and destroying this tumor. And within a week to two, maybe 3 weeks at most, the whole thing just falls off your back like it's a little scab, and it heals right in.
Back to the phones, and then we'll try to give you about a minute to wrap things up by the end of the hour here, Leonard. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Julie. I'm calling from Pahrump.
Oh, hi, Julie. Say hi to Art out there for us.
Okay, I will. I want to thank you both for being here. Tonight's show is amazing and actually overwhelming because I'm realizing I'm one of those people who's probably poisoned by the pharmaceutical company because I'm taking Prozac. And without it, my mind doesn't function the same, as if my synapses aren't firing and my emotions are all over-emotional.
So you're saying it works for you?
It does work. Without it, I don't feel right. And I wonder, how can I cleanse my mind and body of that and still function mentally and emotionally and be truly healthy and not medicated? Because I feel very good with it. Without it, I don't, but can I convert myself off?
What does she do, Leonard?
That's exactly what you need to do. Wean yourself off these drugs slowly. There are numerous substitutes, natural, herbal, and botanical substitutes that cause brain clarity, mental acuity. There's supplements that naturopathic physicians and holistic practitioners can prescribe for you that can slowly wean you off of these things with very little side effects. And ultimately, this is how it is that you can get yourself back to normal.
Yeah, because I want my brain clarity. all on my own.
Yep, there are numerous supplements. A good stock of supplements is probably available at your neighborhood naturopathic physician's office with regard to acuity, stimulating herbs and botanicals.
Okay.
Likewise, you can go into any good health food store and ask the store manager or even the buyer what's really good in this field. And, you know, each one of us is unique. We all have our own tendencies and response mechanisms for various things. And in this case, you need to evaluate what is helping versus harming you. And the way that you can do that is slowly make the changes and observe, tune into your own body, develop the awareness, the physical body sensation awarenesses that you need, also emotional awarenesses. And, you know, the whole concept of holistic health involves the physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental, and above all, spiritual choices and changes that we can make, and we have to be perceptive about these. Go on the website, healingcelebrations.com, and you'll see the model for not only the holistic self, but also the manner in which we can take charge of our own health through our own feedback mechanisms and begin to evaluate the positive versus negative effects of the choices that we make in life.
Can you get watermelon juice at in any store?
No, but there's so much watermelon around this season that you can squeeze it.
Just juice it yourself, I guess.
Yeah, ideally try to get organic watermelons.
Let's go to West of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast Coaster on the air. Hi there.
Hi, I'm Lily in Tacoma, Washington.
Hello, Lily.
Hello, and I got to tell you, I am on the giant tetrahedron going around in a spiral here after listening to this man talk. I mean, everything he's saying is connecting, and the last caller connected. She's afraid to feel her emotion. What's emotion? It's energy in motion, and it has to do with the ocean. And my question is about salt. Salt water. Melchizedek was the high king of Salem, Salem's peace. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but be at peace." All his miracles were done by the sea. I want to know about Melchizedek and his visit with Abraham and Sarah. And then Sarah saw Abimelech, which is from a Melchizedek to a Melech. And
well, okay, hold on with all those names.
Okay.
Any of this ring a bell for you, Leonard?
Well, I think that the first comments regarding the salt, the ocean, the concept that we're beings from the ocean, that's a perfect reality. That is exactly what it is that we talk about, especially in the chapter that, or the half a chapter that's dedicated to the cetacea, the dolphins and whales and their capacity to communicate and commune. They're incredible. They come from water. We've come from water, science says. And exactly, the ocean water, our blood, and our body chemistry is much like that of the salt water. So ultimately, I think what she's talking about is has a lot of significance to the science as well as the health aspects of and the energy frequency of divinity that's manifesting to create this reality.
Okay, so Codex is law in Europe. Caftopes is here. It might have an effect in terms of pharmaceuticals, supplements, vitamins. What happens?
Well, I think number one, as we left you in the book Healing Codes, the only salvation is in the full faith and trust opening of your heart. The only power that has the capacity to overcome things like protein prions being manipulated even potentially by space technologies is by going into the Holy Spirit divine power of love and protection. And in that perfect state, and I know that may sound to be like a huge challenge for every one of you listening, but many of you have been already working towards that goal. And that ultimately now in the process we're having a spiritual renaissance that's spiritually uplifting us in this direction. So really all you need to do is pray for it. Open up your prayers. Articulate those magnificent prayers. Send them out and open your loving heart to receive a full, powerful anointing of that perfection. Ask for it and ye shall receive. And that's what's going to be the only protection, George, that I know of.
All right.
Really going to do the job.
A few more minutes to go. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hi, George. Am I on there?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Jim from Pensacola, Florida.
Hey, Jim.
Hi. I wanted to ask Dr. H's opinion on something. Back about 10...
Whoop, hold on, hold on. Whatever that was another me. That was not me. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. I thought I got cut off or something. About 10 years before America entered into World War II, the Japanese had sent a special military unit over into China experimenting in biological warfare. And I know millions of Chinese were killed, and there was a lot of different agents that they were experimenting with. And I'm wondering if the doctor would feel that what's happening now with all this, the bird flu, swine flu, all this coming from over there, is this like some kind of a residual effect that the planet's reaping because of what these experiments took place, you know, back then? I'm going to hang up and listen to the doctor's answer.
Okay. Can you help him on that, Leonard?
Yeah, I think he's actually totally accurate in the history. I think that the missing link that he's asking for is what happened to those Japanese experiments and the research and the microbes that they produced and biological weaponry. Well, we inherited them in the United States. In fact, this whole protein prion agent that derives from what's called originally Kuru was left in the 4A people of New Guinea by the Japanese, and the United States government sent, and the National Cancer Institute sent Carlton Gajdusek, a convicted pedophile who Dr. Robert Gallo helped to bail out of jail. Think about the satanic creatures helping and supporting each other. Ultimately, this was the guy who's become famous for his discovery, allegedly, of the prion agent, the first Kuru agent. This whole Japanese transition to American biological weaponry is a serious part of medical history that's been heavily neglected.
First time caller line, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Wow, this is an honor to talk to you guys. George, just been listening to you about a year, ever since I started this early morning job, so you make my mornings a little more bearable.
Keep the job.
Back to Leonard. Geez, where do I start? I just had one quick question. I had a bunch of questions, but I really have one question. You see, it's very spiritual. I myself am Roman Catholic, and God bless you for, you know, what you're doing, because it seems like you're trying to keep everything spiritually in sync, and I totally agree with you about what you were saying about the prayer and the revival in the United States, and I hope you are 100% correct. My question was, has any of your findings, research, anything like that, has like the Vatican or the Holy See or other religious organizations, have they looked at it or approved it, or have you even approached or have been approached in reference to your work?
Great question. Thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Actually, no. Yes, we have reached out to every single religion on the face of this planet. We have people all over the world trying. But, you know, all of religion, organized religion, is in great apostasy. It is a hypocrisy, and that is a blindness that are causing really a sad, sad reality. We are living in a Babylonian kingdom. It is just despicable out there, the blindness, the deceptions, the manipulations, essentially to manipulate human beings with a fear of their death. When, you know, the best thing, George, that ever happened to me was when I gave my life over to do the service for humanity, and I came to terms with my potential demise, came to terms with my mortality, and as a result of that, I was able to then have a new life, because you can't fully live until you appreciate your mortality, and that ultimately now I hang on my children's words when they talk to me. I look at the sparkles in their eyes. I live a new life. Because of the fact that I've given up this attachment to life as we know it in this gross deception. Religions have manipulated populations for millennia, and it's got to stop now. And that's what this opportunity also calls for. We're not only going to stop the pharmaceutical, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical beast, we're also going to stop or at least transcend beyond the religious constraints and the constrainers.
All right, let's take one more, two more final calls. Wildcard line, your turn. Hi there.
Hey, I'm George. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thanks.
My name's Tim, and I was wondering if your guest knows anything that could help control an oral infection that ain't, that's not too hard to get a hold to or too expensive? Because I'm out of work right now and I can't afford to go to a doctor or a dentist, and I'm having a lot of trouble with tooth pain. I was wondering if he knows anything that can help me.
Instantly, right now, between your thumb and your pointer finger, if you put your thumb next to your pointer finger, a little mound of muscle is going to come out right between the two, just towards the higher part of your hand. That's Hoku point, and that's a liver meridian point that has been recommended for centuries by the Chinese acupuncturist to reduce any head and neck pain. So if I was sitting there right now, and I have been in your situation, I've done massage. Push on that. You'll find it's sensitive. It's sore because the energy is activated there because of the tooth pain. Push on it. You can get some ice and put some ice on it. You can, you know, if you had an acupuncture needle that was clean, I'd tell you to stick it in there.
It's the old dentist in you coming out again.
Yeah, I tell you, I practice that.
So what do you? Where's that again? On and between the thumb and the forefinger, you said?
Yeah, the thumb and the forefinger is a Hoku point. It's basically used by Chinese acupuncturists to stimulate and reduce pain in the upper part of the body, particularly the head and neck.
Minute to go. Why don't you give us the websites and the toll-free number again for people who want to call and get some information. Lots of people missing it because we've thrown so much at them.
Yes, indeed. This is a topic that we could go on for days. Here's a toll-free number to call. If you want more information, your questions answered, call toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. If you're driving, there's an easy way to remember it. Don't get into an accident. Don't even pull off the road. It's simple. 888, that's toll-free. 50-VIRUS. 50-VIRUS. And then the website, we've mentioned several of them. The publishing company is tetrahedron.org. That's the geometric figure spelled TETRAHEDRON.org. There's the healingcelebrations.com, great website to check out for the five steps for miraculous healing that we talked about, healingcelebrations.com. And then there's the storefront. Go to healthyworlddistributing.com. That's all one word, healthyworlddistributing.com. And I want you to help us distribute a healthy world.
Thanks, Leonard. Appreciate you being on the program always.
George, I love you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and be blessed as you are and we all are.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, I'll see you on our next edition.